Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's October 12, 2022. This is Unconditional Love Immersion. Haven't done this for a couple of months. I'm excited to have it back. So tonight we go as deep into unconditional love as serves highest good. And this is often not what we expect. So we've had unconditional loves where it was real sweet and blissful. Other times it was real intense clearing because sometimes you got to get heavy stuff out of the way to move toward unconditional love. So we'll just see what happens for each of us. Each of us will have a unique experience. So as always, we'll start with the creating of the container. I'll call in the directions and the allies. Then we'll all go into unconditional love the best we can. I'm sorry. Embodied awakening is what we'll do next. And then after we're all there as good as we can get, then we'll call for unconditional love. And as usual, we'll just relax, we'll chill out, and the allies will take care of the unconditional love immersion. So as always, our job is pretty simple. We show up and relax and stuff happens. All right, so I want to welcome everyone who is currently showing in the participant window. So welcome to Anjali and Brian, Cass and Jim, Christine, iPhone 54, Jeannie's here, Joanne, Melissa, Pancha Avatar, Patricia, Renate, Laura. So many welcome blessings to all you guys. James just showed up. So glad to have each and every one of you here. And welcome to everyone on the recording. As always, you can have just as potent an experience in an archive recording as you can on the live call. And I am working equally with you, whichever place you might be. Some people do both. All right. So as always, my request is you give me your complete attention. Please, no multitasking. You are, whether you're live or on the recording, you are helping to set the container and hold the energetic field. So your undivided attention is good for you and it's good for everybody else. If you have to leave early, that's okay. Just ask the allies to ease you out of the field and you'll be good. All right, so I now invite you to close your eyes and just relax completely. And as I set up the container, just feel energy moving in you. If you feel that, if not, feel your breath come and go on its own. Either way, passive awareness is what you're shooting for. Pachamama, Mamakia, Wirakocham, Inti, Kuichi. If this starts seeing the indication, we're going to have a good night. All right. For myself, I call my own embodied awakening, unconditional love, Christ consciousness, service to other fourth density consciousness or higher. For all of us, we call Spirit Song's higher self, Amma, the hugging saint. Ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in Service to the Infinite Creator, Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right, Archangel Metatron in the center. Archangels, please bless and protect us. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Wow, I'm feeling that heavy energy flush in my feet already. It doesn't usually show up that fast. We call Ganesh Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call Sai Ma. We call our elemental allies. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call the following sacred mountain spirits. Apu Asangate. Apu Machu Picchu. Apu Mount Shasta. Apu Guardian Angel. Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway. Apu Shining Rock. Apu Mount Pisgah. Apu Mount Mitchell. Apu Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear, Falcon, Fox. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. This is so strong already. I hope y'all can feel this. It's one of the strongest containers we've ever had. All right. So now, if anyone who's hearing my voice live or on the recording would like to call in their own allies of high vibration and benevolent intent, whom I have not already called, feel free to call them now. We'll leave a moment to charge up the field even more. All right, that's sweet. Thank you all very much. Nice energy. For those of you who are wondering what I was doing, I was working with Agua de Florida, Florida water. It's a common shamanic substance used to heighten and clear energy. I just suggested I use it, so I did. Wow, what a field we have. Y'all are doing amazing. Okay, thanks, allies. Thanks, humans. All right. So, embodied awakening time. So I'm going to lead you into calling your higher self into your human body. This will happen just to the greatest extent that serves highest good. If your ego doesn't like it, it can take back over any time. Okay. I'm going to invite you to speak to your higher self and repeat after me now. Here we go. Maximum embodied awakening. that serves highest good, please. Please release the words, become passive. If you feel energy moving in your body, just passively feel whatever it's doing. If you don't, just feel your breath come and go on its own. Please don't do any of the following. No effort, no willpower, no trying to make anything happen, no stopping anything from happening. No visualizing, no imagining, just passive, and just let it happen, whether it's feeling energy in you or feeling breath come and go. Human passive, divine active. If you get distracted, just gently come back to this awareness of energy or breath. And use the least effort needed to feel this. You can even try dropping to no effort at all. And if it's zero, you still have awareness of it and stay at zero. If you lose it, just add back the bare minimum effort needed to feel the energy or breath again. How do you know you're in embodied awakening? All the following is true. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. And I hope you're there because the allies are working. They are just chomping at the bit. Wow. All right, so allies, not that I need to say this, but we're here for unconditional love. We ask to be immersed into the greatest amount of unconditional love that serves highest good. And whether that just pops us right into a bliss state or whether that means heavy energy clearing the way so we can experience unconditional love more deeply. For each person, Alice, please give that person exactly what they need live or on the recording. Thank you. And you humans, I'd like you to invoke this. So I invite you to repeat after me, maximum unconditional love that serves highest good, please. Let the words go, and here we go. So I'll be narrating what I'm experiencing. That tends to be what most people on the call are experiencing. If your experience is different, go with your experience. Do not use effort to match my description, please. Just go with what's happening for you. In fact, if you were to do this in the archive more than once, you'd have a different experience every time. So just go with what's happening for you. The allies are giving you your own custom adventure. Given there seems to be a lot of heavy energy clearing here, try to keep your body open so that energy can drain easily out your hands or feet. So ideally, no crossed arms, no crossed ankles, unless you're sitting Indian style. Just kind of leave it to stay open and clear. Of course, you can do what you want. That's just my suggestion. Wow. Some strong altered consciousness coming in now. And try not to have a preconception about what unconditional love experience will be like on this call. A foundational concept of unconditional love is unconditional acceptance of what is. And none of us knows coming in here what our what is going to be. How much challenge, how much euphoria, you just don't know. So please open to whatever happens. I can promise you 100% the allies will give you whatever serves your highest good, whether it's the experience of unconditional love itself or the experience that will open you to be able to do it after stuff is cleared. So that's my invitation. And the others are saying, prepare to be surprised. Wow. The energy is just amazing. I can't even describe it. Just relax into it the best you can. This is way beyond language. There may be periods of silence. It's okay. I'm not going to talk just to talk. So I'm feeling energy wanting to drain out my hands and feet, but it's kind of stuck. When I feel that, it usually means that someone is not in an optimal space, and we're in such a sensitive field, even one person can kind of gum up the works for everybody. It's like all for one, one for all. So for starters, I'm going to ask everybody to go completely passive. Just be for a moment. Zero effort. Whatever happens is fine. Okay, there's the flow again. So somebody was either distracted or using some kind of effort. So please don't do that. It runs, stops the whole thing for everybody. Just relax and let the allies do this for you. I know the temptation to do can be so strong. It's what we're accustomed to before we learn a method like this a lot of the time. But please just stay passive. Let the allies do it for you. They're better at this than we humans could ever be. Yeah, good flow now. Wow, that's just amazing energy. Just relax into that. Yeah, this is a frequency. I don't know that we've ever felt this. You may now be feeling more like energy than form. Relax into that awareness. Some people are becoming aware of the light body inside them and automatically becoming more conscious of that energy part of them than their physical part. Whatever's happening, just go with it. Let it happen spontaneously. If your body wants to shake, vibrate, tremble, if you're called to cry or make sound, move your body around and move energy around, that's all good. Just don't get hurt. Don't hurt anyone else. You are not required to sit still or be silent. Plus, you're muted. No one on this call can hear you no matter what you do. So just relax and go with whatever your process wants to be. Wow. I wish there were words for this feeling. Thank you so much, allies. This is extraordinary. They're saying we need lots of unconditional love on this planet right now. Since we've showed up, they are doing their darndest to get us as close to that as they can. They're saying there's levels of unconditional love that simply cannot be attained by a human. There's levels beyond human realm that are deeper. But they said, we'll do the best we can for each of you. We'll move you as far along as highest good allows. And that's also up to us humans, us being really passive, really allowing the process to run, whether it feels ecstatic or challenging or both, just relax. And I invite you just to go with it. Stay passive. Let the allies do the work for us. Let them do it for you. Yeah, I'm feeling so much heavy energy flushing out my hands and my feet. That's just a lot. Yeah, I thought so. The allergist is saying some of us are clearing for the collective, not just ourselves. And we're also helping each other out. So those who are capable are being used in a service capacity beyond just their individual welfare. Many blessings to those of you who showed up, who are willing and able to do that and are allowing that process. Of course, you don't have to have any idea whose heavy energy it is coming through. Just let it go. Let it flow through. Yeah, pretty sweet altered state, coming in pretty strong. Yeah, big flush out the hands now for me. Yeah, just still feeling that really strong flush out my hands. Heavy energy galore. It makes sense that they'd have a big heavy energy flush. The unconditional love is already there at the core of your higher self. And they're just getting the stuff out of the way that's between your human self and your higher self the best they can. I feel beloved Mother Ayahuasca in the field pretty strong. Thank you, Madrecita, for being here with us. There's Grandfather Tobacco, Sacred Mushroom, Santa Daime. All my plant spirit buddies are here. Thank you for coming. Thanks for helping us out. And all the beings I call at the start, I'm more consciously aware of them than I usually am. Usually I just feel a homogeneous field, but now I'm aware of the individual personalities of the plants within the field a lot more than usual. The plants and the other allies. That they're strengthening the bliss again. Just relax and relax into that. Let it be there. The more passive you are, the better it works. We humans cannot self-generate this kind of energy. We can just receive it. A profound peacefulness is coming over us now, or at least over me. Makes me want to just slump over and relax into it, but I'm going to maintain reasonably good posture anyway. And just relax into this otherworldly place. There's just no words for this. We'll be doing this event again for sure. So this is feeling like a both and to me. I feel some very intense bliss and ecstasy. Simultaneously, I also feel a lot of heavy energy flushing out hands and feet, and it's all running at the same time. Just surrender into this extraordinary experience. Release any expectation of what you think should be happening, and just relax into what is happening. So things are a little less intense now for me. It also feels like we've stabilized at a really nice place in the inner worlds. I'm feeling both some individual awareness as an individual being mixed with some blending into our group field. So to whatever degree you feel individuated or just all blended into the field, just relax into whatever that is. And it feels pink up here. So that, I think, is representing the unconditional love energy. So I believe they've lifted us into that field of unconditional love. Now we just need to relax and let things unfold on their own. Again, please do not try to direct any of this from your ego. It is out of its pay grade here. Just let it run itself. Yeah, our plant spirit allies are bringing that altered state energy pretty strong tonight. Interesting. I'm now much more aware of my physical body. Feels pretty different, but I'm mostly now in physical awareness. We'll see what happens from here. I have no idea what's going to come next. Any more than I have the whole night after we let them loose and running the show. Okay, more hucha. Okay, let them bring heavy energy through your physical form if that's what they want to do. Please relax, stay passive, let them flush through. Okay, what they did was they raised our vibrations to make us more capable at processing heavy energy. And now that our bodies have been transformed and optimized for that, they're putting us to work. So just relax, and whatever heavy energy you feel coming through you, just let it pass through. They'll only introduce into you what your field is capable of transmuting or releasing. Don't worry if it's yours or someone else's. Doesn't matter here. If it's in your field, it's yours to process. And it processes automatically if you just relax and let it run on its own. My body's shaking a bunch. If yours wants to move too, that's fine. Don't be a drama queen for the hell of it. And if possible, let your body do what it wants to do to move energy. Strong energy in my brain right now. Yeah, it's weird. A part of me wants to squirm away from it. But I have enough of me here that I'm just sitting in it anyway. Oh, I see. The part that wants to squirm away is the part that's being transmuted by it. It found something in me that didn't serve highest good. Now, yeah, the energy's getting in there and feeling fresh, intense, heavy energy coming up my feet as that part is flushed out. Or maybe the heavy energy that had infected it is being transmuted out. Anything that's a fundamental part of you is going to stay. Dark visitors will get flushed or transmuted. Heavy energy being carried by parts of you will be flushed or transmuted, but your core parts all stay. And they shook me up, and now strong flush out the hands. Most of the time, I have no idea what's being cleared through me. There's no image of it. There's no thought about it. It's just heavy energy flushing. And that is just fine by me. If you're just acting as conduit, as pipeline, as clearing vehicle, there is no need to know. If there is a need to know, you'll get an image or a thought pop in to let you know. Otherwise, just relax and let it flush anonymously. Oh, they just said Ukraine, so this is some of the heavy energy from Ukraine, especially after the recent Russian bombardments. Wow, yeah, I feel all that emotional pain from all that damage that Russia's been causing. If you feel that kind of painful emotional energy, just be with it. They won't give you more than you can do. And as with everything else, challenging or blissful that happens, just be with it without resistance, without attachment. Just let it be what it is. The allies are expert, and they will give each of us the experience that serves absolute highest good. And remember, don't make effort to match my descriptions. Stay with your experience if it's different. Relax, stay with your process. I'm getting another strong, heavy energy flush. Again, just relax into loving, unconditional acceptance of whatever your experience is. Do your best to release your preference and what you think it should be. In fact, what it should be is exactly what it is. Wow, that feels really good. Woo! Just relax into that really amazing feeling right there. This will be a best of event for sure. Once again, I'm feeling lots of heavy energy flushing out. I'm simultaneously feeling myself as an individuated human and also part of our blended group field, both and. They weren't kidding when they said, get ready for a surprise. We've never, ever had an event quite like this one. Strong pulses of consciousness there in the last few seconds. Just be with it. Energetically, it's like we're riding a bucking bronco tonight. Just stay with it. Okay, maybe not a bucking bronco, but it's strong and intense at times is what I'm going toward. There's a nice, sweet, pixie-like energy in the field, kind of light and playful. Yeah, they're using a wand to lighten the field up a little bit after all that heavy energy coming through. They're saying, thank you very much for processing that. That was so helpful for the earth field. Feeling very heavy, lots of dense energy coming through, kind of slow and thick. All right, once again, we need the whole group to relax. Someone is distracted or trying too hard or resisting something. So please, everyone, go to zero effort. Just be, please. Relax completely. There we go. Let's move it again. Thank you. They always were noting that person shouldn't be embarrassed. They were saying they were doing their absolute best that they knew how to do. That's all they can ask of anybody. And they were especially impressed with how that person just relaxed right into the field and let the energy start moving again. Well done. I'm becoming more aware of my body, but even more than before, it's feeling just like energy. It's still the physical body, it just doesn't feel that way anymore. I'm pretty solidly in my body now, waiting to see if there's more or if they're wrapping up. I have no idea. Yeah, this feels like a wind down, although I am feeling a lot of heavy energy in the feet. So just relax there in your body and just feel whatever's happening. A little bit different for each of us. Either that or a lot different. Yeah, I'm feeling pretty solid in the body. You know, really altered at the same time, but definitely embodied. Allies, thanks. Is there anything further for highest good before we close? Saying yes to sharing. All right. So we're going to invoke that this good medicine that we've created be shared with all other beings whom it will serve. We will not be diminished. In fact, we will be amplified by sharing it. So here we go. Allies, please send this energy to all other beings who it will serve to the greatest extent that serves highest good. This is something better. Thank you. And there it goes, radiating out to its various destinations. Just relax, let it go. Whoa, feel that. What tremendous expansive bliss. I feel that from my heart chakra all the way up. If you relax fully into it, when you're flowing energy to something beyond yourself, there's sometimes you can merge with that which the energy is flowing to, at least eventually. I'm feeling a little of that, and I'm enjoying that quite a bit. Okay. She's got an image of a pot being put on a lid. We might be done. Allies, are we complete for our process? Yes. Thank you. All right, allies, that was amazing. Thank you so much. So let's wrap this up. Pachamama. Mama Kia, Wiracocha, Inti, Quichi. Thank you, Alice, for this amazing blessing. The ceremony has been so wonderful. Thanks for the healing. Thanks for the awakening. Thanks for all of it, all mixed together. Thanks for whatever happened to anyone. And allies, please stay with everyone who's been part of this for as long as it serves our highest good. Thank you. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate, and to whom? All righty. Thank you, guys. Well done. All right, I'm going to open it up for feedback if you're so inclined. So anyone can now unmute. *6 on the phone, mic icon on the computer. And we can just bask in this amazing energy until someone types or talks. Still, wow, a fresh wave of bliss coming in right now. Woo! The allies would love us to do this monthly. We're going to run out of Wednesday nights, folks. We'll put it on a Thursday if we have to. We'll get it in there somewhere. Patricia types, this was amazing. Awesome. I couldn't agree more. These events, folks, I am not leading. I'm just narrating. I'm just watching what shows up just like you guys. The allies are running the show. Jeannie types, too much bliss, cannot speak or hardly type. Lovely evening and a bunch of hearts with little yellow sparkles in them. Thank you, Jeannie. If y'all know someone who'd appreciate this kind of work, invite them into the membership. Oh my gosh. I don't really talk much about referrals, but I mean, wow. The more the merrier. Yeah, I was just saying, we'll bring you plenty of members here before too long. They're actually saying soon. A lot more members soon. Thank you, allies. We are ready. James types, excellent, with feeling energy, which I don't always do. So I'm very pleased. Awesome, James. Glad you had the conscious experience of that. Welcome to our world. You're just getting warmed up. It always gets better than this. Ryan types, very grateful, such beautiful energy beyond words, space, and time. And some lovely little icons. I agree, Brian. That was amazing. Wow. I didn't know it was going to be that good. Well, if y'all haven't checked out my new podcast, it's called Awaken, Heal, and Thrive. I just took our Awakening Plus motto and used it to name the new podcast. But wherever you listen to podcasts, just go search Awaken, Heal, and Thrive. It should show up. It's 3 episodes so far. There will be a new one every Tuesday morning. And we'll go broad-ranging. Awakening stuff, healing stuff, thriving stuff. It's going to be fun. If y'all know of someone who would be a good guest, who would be a good person to appear on the show, please let me know. Oh, wow. Going strong again. Wow. The allies are saying, we're just having too much fun to stop. This is great. In case y'all have this image of our divine helpers as very serious and, you know, calm and serene beings, they have a good time. I sometimes hear them laughing and even giggling up there, so they are totally capable of laughter and having a wonderful time. James says, I listened to 2 of your new podcasts. Thank you, James. Thank you for popping in there. Yeah, the first ones are pretty short. They're like 10 or 12 minutes, so it won't take too much of your time. They'll run quite a bit longer with guests, but each one will just be as long as it needs to be for its topic. Okay, I'm getting the wind down signal. So any last questions or comments before we wrap it up? Last call for questions or comments. Wow, more energy. They're just having too much fun. All right, I think that's it. Thank you all very much. Once again, I cannot thank you enough for being part of this, whether you were live or on the recording. It was all of us together that made this happen in coordination with the allies. Just can't thank you enough for taking your valuable time to be part of this. We'll be back again tomorrow night, Thursday, with our community support call, where we just hang out and talk with each other on live camera, live mic. That call is not recorded. So the only people who will hear you are the ones who will show up live on the call tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Eastern. So make it if you can, and we'll hang out and talk. All right. Many blessings to everyone. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being here. And I hope to see you on another call soon. Big blessings. Good night.